Oh God. Oh my God.
So is Joel Schumacher a good director?
Give me a rundown of like,
all right, here.
Notable Schumacher.
Okay, that's actually a good way to do it.
Lost Boys, Batman Forever, Batman and Robin, 8mm, Trespass.
So as a director, The Incredible Shrinking Woman in 1981. Haven't seen it.
Correct.
Street Fleet.
I don't know why I said correct.
Yeah, thanks for confirming that I have not seen that. St. Elmo's Fire, not a bad movie.
Haven't seen it.
Lost Boys, arguably a very good movie.
Yeah, a real banger.
Cousins, don't know that one.
I think I've watched that documentary.
Yes. Flatliners, not a good movie, kind of fun, stupid.
Okay.
That's where they like a bunch of, I don't know, med students or something, basically kill themselves to like.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if I've seen it, but I've heard of it.
Then it was Dying Young.
Okay.
Don't know that one. Falling Down.
Oh, bad movie. A certain kind of people like to love.
Yeah. That is one of those that's like definitely regarded well, even though I think it kind of sucks shit.
Oh, what is it? Michael Douglas?
Yes.
Michael Douglas is just a white guy who has a bad day and decides to take it out on the world, but is a hero because of it, because he's saying all those things you can't say about the blacks and like kids.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's problematic.
Cool.
Then we have The Client. So some sort of legal thriller with Tommy Lee Jones. Batman Forever. A Time to Kill, which I think is a pretty good one. Batman and Robin. 8mm.
Bad.
And then we get into the weird stuff.
Is The Client based on like one of those books by the guy who did like The Pelican Brief and stuff?
It's a Grisham.
Okay. Yeah. That sounded like one.
Yeah. Then it's Flawless, Tigerland, Bad Company, Phone Booth. That movie sucked.
Bad Company.
Something called Veronica Guerin.
I thought you said Bone Booth, and I'm like, I've seen that one.
Ooh, Bone Booth.
A different documentary. Yeah. Phantom of the Opera, the one with Emmy Rossum. That's not very good.
Bad. Yeah.
The Number 23 with Jim Carrey. Also bad. Something called Blood Creek. 12. Trespass. That is all.
Is Joel Schumacher alive?
No, he died. No. This was his last actual movie.
Oh, okay. When did he die?
2020.
Oh.
But he had a big gap. He was pretty sick and he didn't do anything for a while.
Sure.
And can I just say, way to go out on a whimper.
Yeah. I mean, it must have been really bad. Like, he must have been pretty sick to not make anything else in the 9 years before his death.
Or maybe he just figured he was done. Maybe he just retired.
Yeah, I mean, he did retire from the mortal coil, so.
But I mean, after making Trespass, he's like, what else can I do? I've made a film that has 11 endings. I've said all I have to say.
Yeah. Well, once you've directed Nicolas Cage twice, the only thing left to do is direct Nicolas Cage thrice and then die.
Or die.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah. And if there weren't any good Nicolas Cage scripts coming up, might as well just die.
Yeah. He wasn't touching Left Behind.
No.
I mean, I would argue that this wasn't a good Nicolas Cage script.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
It is a movie starring Nicolas Cage.
It is, which is why we're talking about it.
Yeah, and Ben Mendelsohn with dark hair.
Yeah, that was Ben weird. Mendelsohn
and a mustache.
Yeah, his mustache was kind of off-putting, especially in their weird like panty hats.
Yeah, his weird gimp mask panty face.
Uh-huh.
Very strange.
I wanted somebody to have like the lacy pattern still like pressed into their skin after they take it off. Like a fucking
this has
doily.
Always been my issue with the fucking like Batman style like cowl for superheroes. Like you'd get weird tan lines, wouldn't you?
Not if you fight crime at night.
Yeah, they're night workers mostly.
Not all of them.
Well,
how many of them do operate during the daytime?
Or just like the domino, like people who wear domino masks. Like it's just like you'd get tan lines is all I'm saying.
You could use baby block all the time. super thick, creamy.
Yeah.
Ooh, thick and creamy. Blast it all like over your face.
Like the time Peter did nice whiteface in Vegas.
Yeah, it was just like Peter's whiteface.
I didn't get sunburned, so who's laughing now, bitches?
Yeah, not the sun.
Yeah,
loser.
Right. Couldn't get me.
Real quick, before you go any further, welcome back to Cage Match, calling around about with me to Nicholas Cage. I'm your host, Sean, here with my co-host,
Nick.
And our producer,
I'm Nick.
Peter, hello.
And we're talking about the movie Trespass, just so all of that previous preamble makes any sense.
I mean, yeah, people obviously knew what we were talking about, right?
It's in the title of the
episode. It's in the title.
Yeah, there's that. Who knows? People maybe do shuffle on our stuff and didn't notice.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. I think the only one who would maybe do that is Bill.
Bill.
Maybe.
Bill.
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 So what did you guys think of this movie? I mean, it's rated like exactly what I think about this movie, but
like just under mid.
Yeah, it's like a 48% or something like that.
Yeah,
I feel that is extremely generous. None of the performances were bad.
None of them were necessarily great either.
None of them were good. There was one too many betrayals slash twists slash not really betrayal, but then it is a betrayal. But then it doesn't matter because Ben Mendelsohn's dead 5 minutes later.
Yeah, I thought all the twists and everything were relatively understandable. Like, I wasn't going through trying to think ahead on this film, but every time something would happen, it's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I'm not shocked by that development.
But, like, no, I'm not shocked by any of the development.
Rotten Tomatoes does have this as a 9%, so
wow,
scales good. Balance.
That's better. I'm not saying that I was surprised by any of the double crosses. I was just like, cool. It's like, all right, we're going to put you to sleep with this sleeping drug. It's not a sleeping drug. It's a
powerful paralytic.
Yeah. Wait, no, it's not. It's actually just the sleeping drug again. But it doesn't matter because we're going to shoot that guy. But before he dies, he's going to tell Ben Mendelsohn how his brother betrayed him before this movie started. But 5 minutes later, they're going to kill Ben Mendelsohn and there's going to be no conflict there.
There's a lot of dying really rapidly in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really like break it out over a long period of time. It's sort of just like, oh,
now's the time we're done with these characters.
Yeah, all the bad people are dead now. And there's the last one. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I will say the one chuckle I got out of this is when the daughter like careens the car into the phone pole with
the bass head. What's her name? Like
Petal.
Petal. Oh, God.
Yeah.
What a dumb name. I fucking hated it every time they said her name.
But all I could think of is like, I went through a windshield at 3 a.m. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but she definitely gave a fuck.
Oh, yeah. Also, Sean, Taco just walked by in the background and all I could think about was the sex worker in Joe who like crawls out for a second.
Oh,
get off the damn floor.
Taco's my cat for anyone who doesn't understand. Know that.
All right. Who wants to give a quick synopsis of this movie?
Nicolas Cage and Nicole Kidman hate each other slash don't. They have a daughter who hates them slash doesn't. They get home invaded because Nicolas Cage has a bunch of diamonds, but doesn't. And then everyone shoots themselves and then there's money, but it's on fire. And then the movie's over.
But which ending is that?
I don't remember. I just got done watching this movie 20 minutes ago and I can tell you fuck all that happened in it. So the crux of the plot is they're so far underwater on this house that Nick Cage is like selling off her jewelry to like store a bunch of money, to like hide a bunch of money from the bank. So when they declare bankruptcy, it's going to be fine. And some criminals know this somehow, but one of the criminals was sleeping with Nicole Kidman, but wasn't. He's just crazy.
Yeah, he was a creep.
That was the only surprise in this movie that I was like, ooh, that's almost interesting. Because he just sort of assumes that he's in some sort of relationship because he's off his meds.
Yeah.
Like,
that
is stalking
is
her.
Is the best description of this movie. Almost interesting.
Off his meds.
And off his meds, yeah. I don't know. I didn't hate this movie. I think it was sort of like nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't leave a bad taste in my mouth. It just left no taste.
I didn't feel like I wasted my time watching it, but I didn't really gain anything from watching it. It was a fine film.
That's the worst for me, though. Like,
I mean, kind
it's
of.
Not even so bad that I'm going to enjoy that. I'm enjoying that aspect of it. Every 5 minutes, there's some type of double cross or mm-hmm. like twist, but only to be undone by the next one.
Yeah, I think this would be a great Sunday afternoon TNT film.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's where I expect to watch this.
Yeah,
I can't imagine this movie with commercials.
Yeah, how would you follow the plot?
Just there's so much of it that could be taken out and it wouldn't matter at all. Like,
yeah, but at some point you cease to have a film if you yeah. take out too much of it. You just have a long episode.
Take out the crooks, you take out the marriage.
No, I'm saying you take out, like, so there's a whole thing with Ben Mendelsohn who's mm-hmm. trying to get this money because it turns out that he's into, like, he got a bunch of drugs stolen from a cartel or some criminal.
Yeah, he's a ding dong. He bought too many drugs and then the drugs got stolen by right. the cartel he bought it from.
Right. And his dumb brother.
Supposedly. That's the thing, is like, there's no conflict gained there because the guy who's like really running the show tends Ben Mendelsohn that right before he dies. And then Ben Mendelsohn and his brother never have any conflict over it. So there's no point to that being in the film.
Who shot Mendelsohn? I don't even remember.
The brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he was going to kill Nicole Kidman's. Yeah.
Yeah, the love of his life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's just like, there's so much just circular, like, we're going to build suspense, we're going to build conflict, but we're not going to do anything with that conflict.
I have a question about nail guns.
Okay. That was a pneumatic nail gun, so you needed the air compressor turned on for it to work.
Okay. Did they do that?
Apparently, yes. In the end.
He turned it okay. on.
It was not a very noisy air compressor, so I wouldn't say it was a very powerful sure. nail, but
could you shoot a nail gun nail from a distance of 6 feet through someone's foot?
Six feet depends on the PSI of the nail gun.
Sure.
But I've shot them across rooms and I've shot nails from the stage to the back of an auditorium before, too.
OK, that's pretty good.
So you can
get distance. Travel far, I will say.
So if you really jacked the PSI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mythbusters tested this. They don't come out straight once they leave the thing. They like tumble. Oh, yeah. So it wouldn't have gone through.
They've got like a sail or whatever behind, sure. like a little parachute.
Interesting. So realistically, he couldn't have like nailed the guy's foot to the floor, but he probably could have punctured his foot.
Yeah.
Like he was stuck to the floor, which is
with a lucky
bullshit.
Shot.
And, you know, maybe not with that style of nail, but if you had a nail that didn't have like, because I mean, it's a nail gun, you don't need a head on it
True.
Necessarily.
Good point.
So like finishing nails, something with a small head would probably have a better chance at shooting straighter.
These had a big head on them, though, because you could see the nails clearly in his boat.
Oh, yeah. No, like yeah. clearly it was a made for film nail.
Yeah, stylistically, that made yeah. sense for this. But yeah, it just that was one of those things where I was like, I see using the nail gun as a way to like fuck that guy up a little bit. But to pin him to the ground seemed really ridiculous. It's like, get the claw hammer. Like,
I would
aw, man.
Love to see a more realistic approach to it where they just use it as a distraction, because like, I mean, I personally have been shot with a nail gun from about like 25 feet just because okay. we wanted to know.
Yeah. Where did you get hit?
I turned my back. So it just hit me in like the shoulder.
Nice.
You know, safety first. It's still a construction site.
Sure.
I wore a hard hat. I wasn't going to become like that guy from Happy Gilmore.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, it just felt like somebody was throwing nails at me at that range, but that was an electric one, too. It wasn't the same.
Hmm. I feel like we have to test this theory.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I can secure everything we need. this is the most doable
Let's
dumb
do
decision that we've ever come up with.
Let's do this live at the Beacon.
I don't think the Beacon's insurance is ready for that.
Well, especially because we'll have everyone in the audience take bets too. So let's get as much illegal activity going on as we possibly can.
Yeah.
The first three rows may get wet. I want to talk about how fucking that house was Nicole Kidman and she designs the house. Is she MC Escher? Because there are so many times in this film where someone will be running from a criminal And then that very same criminal will be in front of them.
Oh, I thought you were going to say on the ceiling.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, there is, it must just be like a very open floor plan because like you're trying to dash away and hide. And then instantly the person that you're running away from is right there. It's like, this house sucks.
Yeah, it strikes me as the kind of house that doesn't believe in doors.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Also, what was up with the kid's door like lock? Like it had a pretty intense lock on it.
Yeah.
Oh, having a deadbolt.
Yeah. Weird.
I thought about that, too.
Yeah, I don't want to be like a really weird, restrictive parent in my future, but like that seems fucked up. Like,
yeah.
You're not going to deadbolt your door on me.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Also, with here's something that concerned me with their security systems and everything. Why were there no like keypads up in like rooms and stuff?
No shit. Like any sort of panic option.
You have that deadbolt. That's a perfect opportunity for something script wise for her, like the kid to get back to her room, lock it and
start punching in the code.
Yeah. Hit the alarm code or something like that.
Yeah.
It was cool when they threw the chair through the window, though.
That was cool.
Yeah. I like that.
Their passcode is stupid.
Yeah. Diamond. I saw it before they said it. I just saw it in the corner of the screen. I was like, that's fucking stupid. And then they had to say it out loud. And I was like, oh, of course they have to say it out loud. But
now that was their trigger password, right? That was the one that called the cops.
That's the one that they say to tell the cops everything is fine.
Oh,
that's the worse. We're all good here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All good. Diamond.
That's like if I chose hot dog. It's super predictable.
I kind of want that to be your safe word always.
Oh yeah. That's my proceed
too
word.
Predictable.
Exactly. It's like, well, we're all good. Keep saying it. Keep going. Hot dog.
That means
hot dog.
Light.
I'm dipping your toes in this yogurt. Hot dog.
Hot diggity dog. Yeah. Oh, snap.
I was talking to Josh the other day about the hot yogurt toes, and he was just like, that is easily one of the most repulsive things that I can ever possibly imagine. I mean, he doesn't like most dairy things, so it makes sense, but yeah, it is pretty weird. That's a weird thing to have to get over Jennifer Beals.
I was just thinking, do they make non-dairy yogurt? And what would it be made out of?
They do. They make like cashew yogurts and shit like that.
Huh. Faux-gurt. F-A-U-X. Gurt.
Coconut milk yogurt.
Yeah, they do coconut.
I guess it makes sense, but I just don't understand how it ferments. Maybe it's just coconut milk with a thickener.
Yeah,
I got a thickener.
Yeah, put that shit on my toes, you'll get thickened.
Thick as a brick.
Oh man!
So I also want to point out that it bugs me. So she crashes the the daughter crashed the car. No airbags.
Fancy cars don't need airbags. They assume that you're just gonna die.
You can always turn the airbags off too.
True. It's surprising that she didn't get like grievously hurt in that too.
Yeah, I mean, all she did was like have her seatbelt on and undid the seatbelt for pedal. She put the pedal to the metal.
Mm-hmm. What about the doofy kid at the party?
Yeah, he was something else. That scene was just so dumb too. That kid wanted it so bad. Like, I don't know, the whole concept or idea of like this party scene is so stupid. Like, she goes so far out of her way to go with her little hussy friend. Can I say that?
You can.
I can say that because she's a minor.
Proceed.
What, we can speak ill of minors who engage in sexual activity because their souls are morally decrepit.
Right. They always are going to die in these movies. It's just the way of it.
She fucked up. So she goes to this party with her little friend and completely like no need for the friend anymore once they're at the party. Then there's just the kid who's like, I want to show you something. And she's not immediately skeeved out by that. And is like, come look at my dad's money, drug, gun safe. It's like, okay. And she's like, I'm just gonna call a cab and go home. Cool. So like all of this scene was just to establish that there's a kid whose dad has a money, gun, drug safe.
Yep.
Oh, cool. It gets dumber than that though, when you think about it. This was all just an extended way to justify the car crash scene because they had to like swerve earlier in the film to go to the party to see the money. So she could say that some kid has money, and it's just all so pointless.
Contrived. Yeah.
Now, to be fair, if we had gotten through the film and that scene didn't exist. And she just was like, oh, I know where we can get that money. And then took her out somewhere to get into a car accident. It's like, okay, well, that's also kind of a wet fart.
I mean, I guess the conflict with Petal could have gone a different direction.
Could have.
Yeah.
But you'd have to establish the reason for that somehow also.
This is one of those movies where, like, nobody is likable.
This just seems like a script that never got edited.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You have to put a lot of work into, like, jumping through mental hoops for a lot of this film. And it's really just because the footage given is the footage taken. Like, there was no effort to make a better film, I don't think.
It didn't seem like it.
Yeah.
When was the last big writers? Not the most recent one, but the one before this, the writer strike.
Fuck, I don't know. I mean, it feels like they happen every 4 or 5 years. But,
on contract, you
know,
cycles.
Yeah, there are some, like, the major ones. I don't know. Because there was the one that happened during Lost. There was another one, I don't know, 5 years after that.
When did this movie come out again?
2011.
Do we know when it started filming?
Well, that was a weird one, too. I don't know if you guys saw that. But there was a delay during the process because Cage quit for a bit because he didn't want to be the dad. He wanted to be one of the burglars, midway through filming or something like that. And he's quit. Like,
clearly this is a better role.
Yeah. And Liev Schreiber was going to take his spot. And then I guess they coerced him back or something.
Hmm.
Got sweet talked by Schumacher.
Well, I mean, I wonder if they just getting him back. Probably. I wonder how much of the budget that just ate into, just because, yeah, this all seems like it was filmed in order and not edited.
Here's a good little trivia bit for you guys. This film earned a Razzie Award for Nicolas Cage's worst actor. So, one, can you think of the two other movies that he also earned that award?
Left Behind?
No, good guess, but no.
9/11?
Nope.
World Trade Center?
9/11 movie came out.
I guess you can't give that movie a Razzie.
That's the same film. Yeah.
We have watched both of these. One of them was a bonus. One of them was a canonical one.
Okay, so a Wicker Man?
Nope.
No.
No. Shocking.
Hmm.
It's one that, like, we've definitely talked about a lot. No, it's not even that one.
Ah.
Oh, what is it?
Drive Angry.
Okay.
And
oh, yeah.
Season of the Witch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so this one earned a Razzie, and it lost to another movie that we've talked about on here that is unrelated to Nick Cage, but we definitely spent a stupid amount of time talking about. It is a Adam Sandler movie.
8 Crazy Nights.
Happy Gilmore?
No, no.
Grown Ups 2.
It's an Adam Sandler, Uncut an Adam Gems. Sandler movie.
Oh.
Oh, Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill.
Did Adam Sandler win Razzie for Jack or Jill?
Both, I think. A worst actor and worst actress.
I mean, I kind of hope that's what took it.
That would be pretty amazing.
So I'm just going to say, yeah, you can listener, you can skip this film.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to see this film, just watch Uncut Gems. But then again, if you have heart problems, don't watch Uncut Gems. Because that was one of the most stressful movies I think I've watched since The Descent.
I really want to watch that one. Ooh, The Descent was a really stressful movie.
I have claustrophobia. Yeah, so
that is
I was going to cry.
If you want to watch a better home invasion movie with a great mustache, The Ref with Dennis Leary. It's a Christmas Fair. Film.
Holy shit.
Spacey's in it, so you might have to give it a miss for that if you're not willing to watch Spacey.
So, Jack and Jill fact, that was nominated for a record 12 Razzies in all 10 categories, and it was the first film to sweep all of them.
Wow.
I like 12 that Razzies 12 in 10 in categories? 10. What categories did it get double nominated for?
Well, it did take Worst Actor and Worst Actress.
Yes.
Okay. That sale sounds like 2 categories to me.
Yeah, I don't know what the extra ones were. I mean, the ones that it was part of were Worst Picture, Worst Director, Worst Actor, Worst Actress, and Worst Screenplay, which are really the most important ones.
Right. It could have had double nominations for, like, Worst Actor or something.
Sure. Yeah.
Did he go and collect his Razzies in person?
Somehow I feel like people don't go to the Razzies, but I don't know.
Fucking Halle Berry did.
You'd have to be a very good sport to go, I suppose. What'd she go for? Catwoman?
Catwoman, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was after she won her Oscar, so she just gave a version of her Oscar speech. She wore a gown and everything.
I kind of love that.
Yeah, that's terrific.
That's pretty great. Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with your assessment, Sean. There's not much to say about this movie that's commendable.
I love the direction. I love him walking around the house with that coat over his shoulder. That's actually the only thing I'm going to say I love about this film.
Yeah.
But it was just so dumb. He spends an entire scene walking around his house with coat over his shoulder, phone rings and everything.
Yeah.
And he just never sets it down like a normal person.
That was really weird.
Yeah.
I mean, that, again, goes to the point of, like, I don't think they had anyone on staff who was actually doing anything in terms of editing or producing or checking this out. Well, there was no,
like, continuity manager, I'm sure. So it's like, just carry it. Nobody eats or drinks anything because we don't want to refill glasses.
No. Oh, the only other good thing that I was thinking about. So the like, lead bad guy that isn't Ben Mendelsohn, Ty, I was like, why do I know that guy's fucking face? And he's been in, like, a ton of movies as just muscle or a tough or whatever. But he was a character in the movie Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which I don't know if you guys have seen that one, but great movie. Should watch. Very good.
The younger brother?
No. It's the other, the like muscle guy. He's blonde.
That brother had been in some other stuff, too. I can't remember now.
What's the actor's name?
Dash Mihawk or Mihawk.
His name's Dash. That's unfortunate.
I mean, it's Dashiell, but yeah. I mean, still, that's a shit name, too.
Dashiell's dumber.
Dashiell is dumber. Yeah, Cam Gigandet is the other one. Oh, he's born in Tacoma.
Yeah, oh, okay, that's what I was trying to remember.
Oh, he's a co-owner of the Rock Pizza franchise.
Yeah. Hey, all you kids in Auburn, even you can grow up to be in forgettable films. Just don't give up on your dreams.
Yeah, you can be in Two Sinners and a Mule. Or Blowback, which is definitely a documentary.
Yeah. the old quid pro quo porno.
Last Shootout, also one. Without Remorse, also one. Bad Johnson? Yes, sir.
Oh my God, every one of his films is just a Chuck Tingle film.
Free Ride, Plush, Turbo.
Oh no! Cam, don't do it.
Oh my God.
There's always money in the banana stand.
There was money in that wall.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, his brother lit up quick.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
He burned so
fast. I did notice that. I'm like, wow.
I mean, they had like chucked, you know, kerosene on him or some shit, but like
he just poured that onto the floor and it just like went over to the money.
Yeah.
Oh, right. And then he went and reached for the money and then also just was on fire really fast.
No, Nicole Kidman pushes him into the fire.
Even still, like, I don't think you just ignite.
Oh, no, he gets shot in the neck. Nick Cage shoots him in the neck and then he falls over into the fire.
Yeah, which was actually the second instance for me this week where a piece of fiction concluded with a bad guy burning on a pile of cash.
What was the other one?
The first Jack Reacher book.
Oh.
They're easy to listen to while I work.
I've never read any of those.
Eh, you know, if you like kind of pulpy.
I mean, generally do. Those are sort of my airplane books.
Yeah, you know? It's good investigator, kind of like, oh, whodunit, figure out a mystery.
Now, isn't Reacher supposed to be sort of like an everyman?
He's not. Well, he's retired military police.
Okay.
So
he's like
in the Amazon show, he's huge. He's a fucking like.
Well, the character is 6'5".
Okay.
In the books.
There we go.
Yeah.
So then it was weird that Tom Cruise played him. One time.
So weird that Tom Cruise plays him.
And that makes more sense.
Lee Child, the author, has been like, yeah, I mean, physically, Tom Cruise is not the character or the actor for the role.
Yeah. Wasn't Krasinski also one?
No, he plays Jack Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
From the Tom Clancy books.
Yep. Gotcha.
Like Harrison Ford and Alec Baldwin before him.
Yeah, exactly.
Same body type, same person.
Oh, and Chris Pine. Chris Pine
was
too.
One, too.
Oh
yeah, the last official Jack Ryan film was a Chris Pine movie.
Interesting.
Also entertaining.
Yeah.
I think about Chris Pine every once in a while, just in that scene in the D&D movie where he just sort of like glitches and melts.
As a card. I just rewatched that movie. It still holds up. It's a great film.
Yeah. Jarnathan, man.
Jarnathan.
Sean Levy is doing a Forgotten Realms D&D show for Netflix.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
For one of the streaming services.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Which I'm here for. Fucking, maybe we'll get a fucking, what's his name? Like the one, the drow. With Drist. The panther and the two swords. Drist.
Dúrin.
Drist Dúrin with his swords. I think one of them is just named Tingle or Tinkle.
Yeah, it's like Tinkle and... I don't know.
It's drip. Like Burning Death and Tinkle.
Tinkle and Drip.
Oh, man.
Give you the old slash and clap. Dumb.
Slash and clap, tinkle and drip. Ooh, baby. And that's why you listen to Cage Match.
Gonorrhea references.
All right. Any other thoughts on this one?
No.
No. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. If you want to support us anywhere or talk to us, we are cage_match_pod or Cage Match Pod on Patreon. Thanks to our Sparkle buddies, Josh, Sean, Josie, Rico, Matt, Adam, and Bill. And to our cage dancers, Ira, John, Freeman, Lance, Nathan, and Cameron. So next up will actually be the sort of D&D tabletop game that we're going to do with the final Foreskin characters. And then it is the big finale, April 12th in Seattle. If you want to come watch the two final movies and have some mimosas and bagels and banh mi and other shit, come join us and we will have a real dumb time. Bill.
Bye-bye.
Bye.